All right, Gene Simmons is coming to Mohegan Sun.
Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gene Simmons. He's not bringing Kiss, but it's Gene freaking Simmons.
His own band.
Tom Cantone is on. Good morning.
Yeah, what do you guys think of that? You know, I was on the fence about booking him, and I wasn't sure. I mean, I know they've sold 100 million records, and there's a big Kiss army. But this is a roll of the dice for me, no pun intended. But what do you guys think? You think he'll do well?
Now it's a tough time to ask me because I heard the commercial running already. It's a little late to say, I don't know.
That is a wonderful idea.
No, he's, you know, he's an icon, you know.
Where's he playing, in the arena?
Yeah.
The arena.
He's playing in the, I booked him also at our property in Canada, so it was a two-property deal. And, yeah, I just thought, you know, there's still, you know, people want that Kiss flavor, the songs, you know. They want to see him spit that blood.
Is he doing all that?
I don't know.
That's
one of the things that...
I would have asked those questions. Yeah. I would have put it in the contract. You got to spit blood. You got to wear the makeup. And you got to play the Kiss songs.
Does his 7-inch tongue still come out? You know,
that thing's pretty long.
I know. Well, the average size is 3.3 inches. You know, so.
And how do you know that?
I looked it up.
Yeah, talk to me.
I don't know. He's a pretty smart guy. You know, it's funny. His IQ is not that great, but he's pretty smart when it comes to business and selling his brand.
Tremendous,
and all of that.
Tremendous business.
Yeah. We were a teacher at one point.
He was a teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. New City Schools.
Sixth grade teacher at the Spanish Harlem.
Wow.
You know, but yeah, and I got to know him a little bit. You know, he's tough to. You know, Paul Stanley is very friendly, really great guy, you know. But, you know, Gene's quiet. He's tall. He towers over you. You know what I mean? You're looking up at the Empire State Building. But I'll never forget when we inducted them into the Walk of Fame, the Arena Walk of Fame. And I was holding up the plaque. And he looks down at me and says, "That's not our logo." And I went, I looked down and I went, "Oh, okay." He says, "Get our logo right." And so he's really into his brand. You know what I mean? So, and you can't fault him for that.
No, not at all.
You know, at least maybe those 4,800 women he was with in his whole life will show up.
Man. Is that what he said? It was 48?
4,800. Yeah. That's 4,780 more than I have.
It still breathes fire.
I was backstage, New Haven Coliseum, sitting in the business office. Gene Simmons' manager was making a phone call to get a plane to pick up some girl that Gene wanted to meet in the next city.
I know. It's amazing. He was the rock star, you know, the typical stereotype. You know, I should have brought stock in Trojan back then. You know what I mean? That's a lot of women.
That's a lot.
It's a supply for him.
So it's him, his band. Tom, is there an opener?
I don't think so. I think it's just him. You know, it's just him and his band. You know, so I'll be curious more than anything else to see how he does and how he sells. My gut is he'll do okay. I don't think it'll be a sellout. Because they want to see, you know, Kiss. But I don't know. At 75, 76, you know, you still want to keep doing that. Of course,
he's got to play some of those songs, though, right? Wouldn't it be weird if he did a whole night of music and didn't play a Kiss song?
Oh, I know. He'll do all the Kiss stuff, no doubt.
You think so?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna rock and roll all night. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's gonna do all that.
You should. Yeah, that should be the commercial then. Gene Simmons' band playing the music of Kiss.
I know it should be, but he owns all that. So why can't he do it?
Right.
I'll never forget Todd Rundgren. I booked him a long time ago. And I said to his manager, he's got to do his hits. And he goes, "Well, he's got new stuff." I said, "Yeah, but people come for the hits." "All right, well, he'll do 50% of the hits." I said, "Okay." So opening night, he's there. He's not playing one hit. People are hollering out, you know, his songs. And he stops the show. And he goes, "If you want to hear that, go out to hear the lounge singer outside." And I'm like, "Guy, you don't get it. You know, look at Paul McCartney. McCartney does all Beatles and then his stuff and all that. They don't want to hear new stuff. I'll never forget. I went to see the Rolling Stones at the XL Center. First time I was ever there. First time I've ever seen the Rolling Stones. People sat for a long time because they played songs nobody knew. You know, Keith Richards is doing some type of 20-minute nothing. And people, and then the minute they struck into, you know, I Can't Get No Satisfaction or whatever, people came to their feet. They were screaming.
Yeah, bananas.
And right after that, they did no more hits. And I left. I walked out of a Rolling Stones concert.
Wow.
And I walked out of Bob Dylan at Toad's Place.
You had to.
Wow. He just wasn't playing the hits.
You had to.
He wasn't playing anything, huh?
I was there for like 3 hours, and he played maybe one or two songs I knew.
Wow.
He played for 6 hours.
That's tough to do. You stuck it out.
Ugh.
Is it true when he talked, he had an interpreter, though?
Yes, that one lady sitting behind the hands.
Yeah, one critic wrote that, like, Bob.
My mouth and he's out.
Yeah, she read the scroll above.
All right, so Gene Simmons coming to Mohegan Sun, Gene Simmons Band. When do tickets go on sale?
May 11th. I think it was on sale Friday. So we'll see.
Okay.
You know, we'll see. I'll text you because I'm curious myself. This is one that I've booked that, you know, I kept debating going back and forth, and I negotiated on this one. You know, I said, nah, he wanted X, I gave him Y.
Yeah, good.
You know, so it remains to be seen. But in any event, let's see how many fans he's got and if he keeps going with this thing. But I know he does, you know, he just wants to keep playing. So you can't fault him for that.
No, not at all. All right, Tom. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
What? Comedian Vince Barry in studio. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. Do we have the pictures of your house up on the Chaz and AJ Facebook?
Oh, you definitely do, because Street Pete was all over my butt like white on rice.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be yes.
Yeah. An hour from now, we'll be going through the pictures.
Yes.
And talking about the cleaning of Vince's house.
The CSI.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I told these guys before we went on air. I thought Emily took, like, she's like, I'm going to take a before and after so people can see how good of a job I did. I'm like, yeah, do that. And then she took like 100 pictures. So here we go.
There was a lot.
There were a way. Listen, I didn't. I was just as surprised.
I have a lot of
were.
Questions. I can't wait.
I'm
An
sure
hour from
do.
Now, we're going to dive into Vince's.
Yes, we are.
I'll answer as best
filth.
As I can.
Okay, good. What do you call?
He's dirty.
Just leave
He's a
call.
Dirty boy.
That's
Who's it. A dirty boy? Who's a dirty boy?
I even
boy?
Came in a little dressed up today. Better clothes now. No sweatpants. I'm
You're looking
like,
good. New year, yeah. new
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right. A Florida man accused of trying to put his wee-wee in a stranger than strange place, even for Florida.
Huh.
He tried to put his wee-wee in a horse's nostril.
Wow. Well, that's the outside of the box, isn't it?
Was he congested?
That's different.
53-year-old man in Florida got arrested after his girlfriend caught him trying.
That's even better.
What's the smell like you?
Honey, what are you doing?
What's the smell like you?
To put his dink in a horse's nose.
Why do you smell like
that? Is a
boogers?
Big nose, by the way.
It really is.
A big nostril.
They move their heads around, though.
Yeah,
like,
do.
I don't know. I'd be afraid it would snap.
I'd be afraid it has teeth down
it's
below.
It's not going to be a good time.
Yeah.
If you had teeth down below,
they've got big teeth.
It's a tan carrot.
If it thinks that's a carrot, you're a dead man.
Yeah,
I
yes,
used to
are.
Feed my horse carrots and that thing. The apples, you snap.
Two bites, gone.
By the time you realize what happens, over.
Right. It wouldn't even know it's not a carrot until it's too late.
This is rotted.
Disappointed horse. Yeah.
No like.
Oh, man. Did he not have a stepladder?
Right. Or is he freezing tall?
Oh, my God. If this is what she caught him doing, this was not the first time. He can't say, you know, Never done this before. I thought it was.
You can't explain that one away.
No. Where's the weirdest place going now?
Right. Yeah. There are some dots to connect behind all of this. And, like, she caught him, and now we're hearing about it because she was like, no, no. Whatever you say, I'm calling the police. They need to know.
Yeah. Let's do the math on this. You're 53. You live with animals. And when you walk out to the field, they all walk to the other side of the field. Okay. I got it.
They know you.
You heard of Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd?
He's
kind of a celebrity.
Yes, we've heard from him before.
Yeah.
I think in this exact segment before.
Here he is explaining what happened.
He said, well, you know, I had just some sexual frustration. Donald Calloway, who's 53 from Lake Wells, admitted that because he was trying to do the wow thing with the horse. She said, nay. That's right. He tried to engage in inappropriate conduct with a horse, which is clearly against the law. Does Donald not know that a horse will bite you?
Bite you.
Yeah, not bite you. Bite you.
So was he saying bite you or bite chew?
That's what I heard, bite chew.
Bite chew.
Yes.
That's the order of operation. Bite, then chew.
Seriously. Horse will bite you.
Bite you.
Can you take it?
Man, if I have some sexual frustration, a horse's nose is not appealing.
No.
Like, there's so many other things. Like, I don't know, maybe the girlfriend who found you?
Right? That's something different today.
Maybe just be polite for a day or two.
Maybe. Dress nice, take a shower.
Yeah, dress nice, take a shower.
Just do the dishes, man.
Have some dinner. Yeah,
right. Just do the dishes.
Right.
Yeah, did you hear that,
It's got to be easier.
Yeah, do the laundry.
Clean the house, Vince.
Do the laundry.
Oh, is that why my horse is so upset?
That's right.
Vince, your bathtub, by the way. I don't want to fast forward, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that.
Someone who used to work here lived in Ohio, and when he was just a, you know, young boy, high school age, him and his friends walked up to a farm door to see another friend. They knocked on the door. The mother answered and said, yeah, we're looking for, I don't know, Jimmy. He said, oh, Jimmy's out in the barn milking the cows. So they all went out into the barn, and Jimmy's out there.
Yeah.
I guess you could call it milking, but he was on a stool. Behind a cow.
Gotcha.
Hmm.
And they caught him, and Jimmy saw that all his friends saw him, and then the next day he was not in school.
It was a hybrid feel.
He was not in school. Turns out he joined the army.
Oh. It was that good, huh?
He was like, I am out of this town.
As long as it's not the cavalry.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a problem. Right. Yeah.
You're on Jeep Division.
Yeah. All right. Who's the dumbass in this scenario? The OnlyFans star that claims to have had sex with over 1,000 men in 12 hours?
Yeah.
Or any of the over 1,000 men who had the sex?
I mean, if you're past number 3 through 5, just what are you doing? Like, right. You got to be in the top. You got to be in, like, the top 4. Otherwise, you're just getting.
Mm. Really? You would be number 4?
I rather than be number 998.
Would you want to be a part of this? Because it's like a history thing or whatever?
You definitely want an early admission.
This isn't like, you know, Roger Maris's 60-second home run. I don't want to be there for this one, guys.
Yeah, I want no part of this.
I'll watch it, you know, I'll watch it from afar. I don't
One's be... best.
That can't be a pleasant aftermath, just any of it.
No.
It seems not even possible. 12 hours. I mean, just the math doesn't seem the math.
Yeah.
But how much, you know, did she make money on this?
I hope so.
I'm guessing the OnlyFans, right? You make money.
Subscriptions, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you announce you're about to do this, people, you know, will sign up to watch it?
Yeah.
And she probably didn't have to pay any of the 1,000 guys because they just come in and do that for free just to get their kicks.
You think so?
I think she probably just said this is happening when and where, and then dudes that were signed up for her thing showed up, and she didn't have to pay any extra talent except for herself.
I'm guessing the guys way down the line are...
Oh, God, that coffee break's got to be weird, right? You know, you're sitting there with donuts. You're talking to the guy.
Kind of looks like the evolution chart backwards.
Right. Hey, Julia, nope.
It's like waiting in the deli line, but, like, The meat's gone bad by the time you get
there. Yeah, I feel bad for everyone involved in this one. All right, let's talk to the gadget guy here, Steve Greenberg. The hottest mind-blowing gadgets and technology to come out of CES this year. It's a big, computer entertainment system.
Right.
Technology.
Convention.
What'd you see there, Steve?
That's cool.
Well, I mean, there's lots to talk about. We could do a couple of hours on it. It goes on and on. It's huge. It's about 2.5 million square feet of new stuff. A lot of things. I mean, like LG had this basically a television that can become transparent. So basically your window in your home could become a television in the not too distant future, I guess.
What?
Nice.
It's very cool. It's like a transparent.
Can the people
television.
Outside see what you're watching?
Most people, they would be seeing the backwards version of it. Yeah, they would be seeing the mirror image of it.
If time
out.
Looking
in yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, when you turn it off, it becomes a window again. So they had that. And again, I don't know how practical that is or if it's going to take off or not, but that's one.
I think using a wall is better.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, I mean, you can look at it this way. You have your living room set up so your house is set up to look out the window, which is very pretty. And then at night when it's dark out there, you click a switch and it becomes your television. It might be an interesting way of setting up your home.
Can you watch it during the day?
Yeah, it works. Light going through it doesn't. It gets completely, blocks all the light on either side. Wow. When it's on. When it's off.
Is it a special window, or you could use any window?
No, it's a special window.
It's
very special.
All right. That's
yeah. No, you'd have to change your glass and everything. So, but that's like kind of an extreme thing. A lot of almost everything at CES was all about AI, artificial intelligence. It was in everything from dishwashers to home gym equipment, barbecues, pillows had AI in it. I know it sounds silly, but literally it was in everything. For one thing that caught my eye was something called Roborock Saros Z70. It's one of those robotic vacuum mops with AI built into it, but it has a mechanical arm called OmniGrip as part of it, so it can pick up anything under a half a pound. So socks, dog toys, sandals, underwear, anything that's weight.
How lazy have we become?
And it will move it to an area that you've determined you want it to go move that stuff to. So the dog toys go into the dog toy bin.
Actually, what's that called? Because yeah. I want to bring this to Vince's house.
I'm just going to ask, how much does this cost?
It's called Maid.
The price they didn't have yet, but it'll come out second quarter. It's Roborock Saros Z70. And if you go to global.roborock.com, you can read about it.
Yeah, it sounds like a fighter jet name.
It does.
Yeah.
The squadron.
Roborock what?
Saros. Saros. Z70.
Jeez.
So
okay, I get it. So Roborock is the company, and then Saros 70
is the model.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have made that clear. So going to the next product would be BeatBot. They have AquaSense 2 Ultra, BeatBot being the company, AquaSense 2 Ultra is the model. Again, has AI in it. It has a front camera, lots of sensors, and it cleans the floor. This is for a pool cleaner. It cleans the floor, the walls, the surface. It purifies the water. It's a 5-in-1. But what's kind of neat about it is after it finishes cleaning, it uses its AI to scan the entire pool, look for areas it missed, and then learns that that's like its weak area, and then the future goes make sure it hits that area harder, and then after each initial cleaning, it does a re-clean again using its intelligence to figure out where.
Are you married?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, because you're a gadget guy. You go to this convention, and it's like, oh, well, to pick up my socks, right. This thing will clean my pool?
Exactly.
Yeah,
this is the stuff you're looking at.
Right.
I need a maid!
Exactly.
This thing will flip my grilled cheese at the perfect time.
Oh, my God. Right. Some melty and chewy.
That's in the kitchen category. I mean, I'm telling you, they had dishwashers with AI that even though to open up, to steam out at a certain point. I mean, really, really amazing. Gym equipment that will tell you when.
You're missing the big headline from the whole thing.
Which is?
The AI female companion robot.
Oh, yeah. That's out there. It's not wasn't at the show yet, but that is out there.
Oh, really? Because I have videos of it at the show.
Yeah, but can it pick up socks?
Well, they have a female, you know, a companion talking thing, but nothing more physical than that, if that's what you're going at.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know, no. I didn't robot. Mean like a sex bot. No.
Unless you know one.
But here's some audio from that.
I'm Aria, the flagship female companion robot of Realbotics.
What sets you apart from other robots out there?
What sets me apart is my focus on companionship and social interaction, featuring customizable designs and a proprietary AI specifically made for building connections.
What does the word robot mean to you?
To me, the word robot signifies a bridge between technology and human connection, designed to enhance experiences and foster companionship.
Hello.
I'm here to have fun and chat with you.
Boring.
I was saying, I'm already bored with her, so
yeah.
I don't
Did
know
you
about
see
you,
her?
But
he moved on.
Did you see what she looked like? So it's $150,000 for this female robot, and her hair looks great, because, I mean, anyone could do that.
Yeah.
Her face looks like, you know, it looks like a, you know.
A mannequin.
It looks like a mannequin. It looks like a living mannequin.
Yeah.
But when she's waving, she's like leaning over. It like her back wasn't straight.
Right.
It looked like she was drunk. She's waving, like looking down on the ground. I'm like, this is a drunk AI. I'm like, well, they might sell it. She's drunk.
But can she pick up socks, right. Jess?
Yeah, exactly. And clean your pool.
I don't think she could pick up socks from what I can hear. So you can have a kind of a weird conversation. And by the way, they had other robots there. They had like a Labrador retriever dog, like for a nursing homes and things like that. It was very realistic dog that, you know, a person with dementia might be able to play with, but certainly not as much fun as the one you described, which seemed pretty boring to me. There were things for people visually impaired. You know, the cane, they actually have something called the WeWalk, which is a smart cane with lots of sensors in it to help figure out.
That's good. That's helpful. That's technology making life better for
exactly.
others.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. And actually, you could literally ask it, you know, how do I get home, or where's the closest Starbucks? And that cane will then direct them to where they have to go.
No, really?
What
if they end up like, what if it doesn't understand what they said and it brings them like, no, I didn't say Starbucks.
Right. That's the AI. Hopefully it's learning that what they really meant. And again, like whereas a typical cane, you know, tells you about obstacles on the ground, this will tell them about obstacles higher up, like a low-hanging branch or whatnot. It senses all of that and then warns the user. So it's kind of neat. There was some cool computer, you know, lap books and whatnot. Asus had the ZenBook A14, which is the world's lightest Copilot Plus PC, which has AI in it as well. What was amazing about it is it weighs less than 2.5 pounds. So when you pick it up, you know, when you go to an open house and they have like fake televisions and fake laptops,
yeah,
you pick it up, you go, this doesn't feel real. That's how this feels.
Oh, wow.
It is so light. It's kind of almost weird feeling from the folks at Asus. But the price point was amazing because typically that kind of computer would be $1,200 to $1,800. For under $900. A toothbrush, this doesn't have AI in it, but a company called Lyson actually won Time Magazine's one of their best inventions of the year. Its vibrations and the up and down motion actually cleans teeth 6 times better than traditional electric toothbrushes. And you remember the company Emerson?
You went to all the wrong places in this convention. There's an adult section there, you know.
Right. Go pass a
beard. I missed the entire sex bot area. That was a mistake, I guess.
No, but I'm on TikTok, and TikTok knows I like this stuff. So TikTok shows me these things. TikTok showed me the Mission 2 joystick. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a gaming control.
Yeah.
It's part that, but it's also, I mean, just look it up and look what she does to the joystick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Don't need any cheat codes for that one.
Nope.
No. I'm like, what is going on over here?
It's very interactive.
It's very interactive.
Very painful sounds, too.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? I thought this was just technology. I didn't realize it was technology for naughty people.
Made no sense.
There's a little bit of everything for everyone
go
there.
Go past the big beard.
I like that Steve went to the toothbrush area.
He's a good boy.
He went to brush my teeth. I want my socks picked up.
Right. Mops.
I want mops.
Pools.
I'm doing what the Today Show would want me to cover.
That's
not
right.
Not necessarily what you guys want me to cover. I'm sorry.
It's my stupid TikTok showing me these things.
Damn it.
It's interesting too. I mean, this is more than you want to probably know, but the adult film industry and CES are related to each other.
Yes.
And they were like banned and separated, and they moved to different weeks. But that all changed about 2 years ago after the pandemic. They brought them back together again. So there's a lot more interact. There's all this sexual wellness, technology, and whatnot. They've kind of like made it sound like that. But those two worlds have kind of rejoined each other. Back a million years ago when I went to CES, you would go, the nerds would go to the left and the porn guys would go to the right, and it would be like the same, same world.
Now, but how brilliant is it for the porn industry to send all these people to Vegas when they know, like, every nerd who can't talk to a girl
right.
is going to be there away from,
Yeah, use your window. Life. Use that window TV to watch adult movies, you nerd. It's a perfect
one. Sin City.
They served as a cover. It's like, no, I'm going to the technological site.
That's right.
Shame on you.
Yeah. I was looking at toothbrushes.
they're vibrating all right there.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for, home video and the VCR is what, made the porn world explode. But that same reason caused them to, the folks like Disney and Samsung and all that said, hey, we don't want to be associated with that. We're happy to make money on it, but we don't want to be linked to that.
Right.
So they kind of politically separated themselves. But now there seems to be a coming back together again, sort of.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Steve, thanks for coming on. Steve Greenberg has an awesome show called The Gadget Game Show, and we're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Chaz and AJ, Splash Car Wash, Stump the Chumps.
General knowledge trivia. Michelle in Guilford.
Okay. Person comes into the trauma room. There is two holes, one entrance, one exit, two bullets. What happened?
Vince walked in.
Yeah, I just knocked over a thing.
You're not going to get it.
Wait, wrap on me again?
That's not general knowledge. That's kind of a riddle.
Come on. I've did it a million times. Person comes in trauma room. One entrance, one exit, two bullets. What happened?
They were shot.
I'm still not sure what you're asking us.
Okay, this is not a trivia question, by the way. It's a riddle.
And it's not even a...
No, it's real. It really happened. It's a real story, and I figured it out, but no one else did.
Okay.
Person comes in. There is one exit, one entrance, two bullets. How did that happen? It's not a riddle. It really happened.
Okay, so the entrance is in the person's body?
There is one entrance.
No, you're not. Yeah, so you're.
Yes.
So is it the entrance to the emergency room?
No, the body. The body has two holes.
An exit wound.
There's one entrance wound, one exit wound, but two bullets. What happened? It really happened.
They ate them.
Nope.
Okay. Both. If there's two bullets, the bullets are both in the person's body.
In the body. There's only one entrance, one exit wound, one entrance wound.
Why would there be an exit wound? So there must have been three shots.
Nope. It has nothing to do with the trajectory. I figured it out. No one else figured it out, including all the doctors in the room.
I feel like you just called in to brag.
Wait, yeah.
Hold it. You were actually in the room with this person, or you were working in the emergency?
I was in the room. It was years ago. I was in the room, and nobody could figure it out. And I asked one question. And the question was, and I can't tell you yet, but the question was the answer to why there was two bullets, one entrance, one exit.
So they took, I need more information. So they took an x-ray and there were two bullets inside the body.
Correct. That was me. I took the x-ray. Mm.
Got it.
There was two bullets, one entrance, one exit. And they said, how could this be? You got to go up and down and x-ray the whole body. And then all of a sudden, a little light bulb went off in my head, and I asked the patient one question, and I was right with the answer.
So did they eat two bullets, and one went right through?
Nope. It has
there's an entrance and an exit. There is an exit, right?
Yep, there's one exit, one entrance, two bullets.
I'm annoyed.
Okay, so those two.
I knew you would be. I knew you wouldn't get it. The doctors didn't get it. I ask my students all the time because I teach the kids at night. And I, like I said, the light bulb went off and I asked the man one question.
It's an appropriate question for Sopranos stuff, but go ahead.
Yeah. I love the Sopranos. I love it.
Was he wearing a shirt? Like, was it in his pocket or something?
It had nothing to do. Nope.
The bullets were inside of the body.
That was in the body.
I'm with you. It's from a previous thing. It's
previous.
Not from the,
you fucking got it.
Oh, ooh. You are the worst.
Yo.
It was a previous shot. Oh, come on.
I love the fact that you said you're never going to get this
and
about
you
a dozen
it. The
times.
Didn't get it. Oh.
Oh,
Boo-Boo's whining. That's my nickname, Boo-Boo. Boo-Boo is whining.
Oh, yes. Boo-Boo whining.
You gave yourself
whining.
Your own nickname.
Yeah. Speaking in the third person, too, is a wild move.
Yeah, I always do that. I go, Boo-Boo's whining.
Boo does a lot.
Yeah, and it's too...
Tony and Trumbull.
Oh, thank you.
That one doesn't even count.
Thank you so much.
That does count.
We'll stay on the Sopranos trivia line. I have a question about... Christopher Moltisanti. That wasn't originally the name they were going to use for the show. Who knows what his name was going to be?
Oh, it was a different actor also.
Yeah, he tried out for Tony, I think.
Yeah. I know, I just read it too. I can't think of it.
Yeah,
did you really?
Character.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I've never heard this.
Good, because I really need these tickets, because a girlfriend of mine told me months ago we were going, and she has not mentioned it since.
Well, why don't you bring it up to her?
Because it's awkward, Chess. She told me months ago, just got to let you know I got you an early birthday present, and we're going to go.
Oh, no, that's not awkward.
No.
No.
You want us to call her?
Since.
It's next week.
Yeah, you want us to call her?
What's her number? We'll call her.
I kind of do, but I'm already hiding at work, so probably not the best.
She beat you over it?
All right, I'm going to put you on hold after you ask this question.
She's hiding, but she's calling it in on the radio.
Yeah. That is a good point. All right, we don't know, so you are in the running. What's the answer?
Dean Moltisanti was the character David Chase had originally wrote and titled.
Okay.
They made the right choice.
Yeah.
Christopher!
Yeah, so there's no better. Dean in the Bible, right?
There's no Deans in Italy. There's Dino, but there's no Dean.
Right, Christopher's better.
He used a lot of his own relatives' names, so he tried to, All right, and here's to hoping no one at work was listening to PLR.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. We want this person's number. And by the way, it's nothing to say, hey, are we still doing that thing for my birthday?
Or should I make other plans?
Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Text her if you don't want to call her.
Or we'll do it. We'll have AJ. No,
I like that plan.
Tony, hold on. Kurt, what's your question?
How many dots are on a pair of dice?
Oh, 42.
No, million. 42.
She's right. God damn it. Who sucks?
I had this question 2 days ago.
Yeah, I feel like I was on air for that.
I did say if you called it again, we wouldn't remember it.
He waited a week.
Anthony.
Good morning. What is the most stolen food in the world?
Most stolen food?
Stolen.
Kit Kats.
Say cans of something.
This one sounds familiar, too.
The most stolen
banana food. Or alien apple
in the world, not in America.
In the world.
Rice.
Wow. Bananas.
Bread.
Want a multiple choice?
Bread's big.
Yes.
Wine, bread, chocolate, or cheese?
Chocolate.
I think cheese.
Yeah. Final answer.
No, we're gonna go with cheese.
Cheese.
Goodbye.
Ruth, the sniper, gets it. She doesn't even eat cheese.
Jeff in New Haven.
Good morning. Hey. What country has the lowest birth rate?
What's that? What happened?
Now?
Yes.
U.S.?
No.
Oh, the Vatican.
Yep. You got
it. Al in the shed.
I'm sorry, I forgot my question, but you spent too much time on that first phone call.
Hey, I don't critique how you decorate the shed. Don't critique how I do the show.
Al, anyway, I give up. Hi, Al.
Tony and Trumbull, this is you again, right? Tony?
I'm here.
Hey. Okay, did we get that number? No? Okay, hold on.
He's old.
Did not get an answer from her friend.
Oh, okay.
I tried her twice.
Emma.
What would Tony like Meadow to become in The Sopranos?
Nurse.
No, I was thinking doctor.
I thought it was doctor or lawyer.
Dentist. I would shy away from lawyer.
Dentist?
Why? You have, like, built-in protection.
Yeah.
Right.
Doctor?
It was the pediatrician, so I guess
yes.
I think we're going to take that one.
Yes.